Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love so. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Madeline Bass with So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status and raising our standards. This is Empowering Your Mind Monday. We're here to enhance you, to grow you, and to encourage you to push forward to your next. Now we are in the month of August, sliding into September. It's right around the corner. We have about 7 days before the first of the month. And we'll be in Labor Day. Labor Day comes, and then, of course, school's already started. Today is the first day, so whoop, whoop to all of those of you who survived your first day of school. So we want you to be excited about what your next is. Those of you are in college, and maybe this is your senior year. Maybe this is your sophomore year, and you're moving to go into a university. Whether you're in high school, moving into college, and junior high going into high school. So we just have all types of changes that come in our lives, and it's usually in sequences of about 5 years. 5 to 6 years, people are making transitions, and it's either from school to another grade or a grade up. Age-wise, you move in five-year intervals. People are excited about different 5 years, 5 years before you're 25, 5 years before you're 50, you know, so on and so forth. So you got to be excited about those changes that come. And they're going to come, mind you. So please, please, please don't get tricked thinking that it won't. I understand that there are different things that happen in our lives, and we get blindsided with so many things. We look forward to those changes sometimes. But then there are times where you get distracted because you haven't accomplished some of the plans that you had prior to. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Today we're going to talk about making your new year to-do list now. So get a pen and get a paper. We want you to get ready to say, as of September the 1st, these are some things that I need done that I said I would do at the first of the year to now. And I know that's not a long time, but people, a week, you should be able to accomplish a lot of those goals, even at least start some of the things that you set out. And those things that you feel you can't accomplish, put it on your to-do list to start in September and start the first of the month out. You're into a new quarter, and we're moving into the last of the year. 2016 is right around the corner. So you want to make sure that you at least get majority, if not all of your list done, but you want to get at least majority of what you set out at the first of the year to do. We at the new year, you know, 31st of December, we trying to go through our wish list, to-do list, what I want to do, and you know, some people call it a bucket list because you've set these goals and you haven't done anything to achieve them. So we don't want that to happen. You want to stay on course and you want to follow the goals that you set for yourself. Reach those dreams for those futures. You know, do some things differently for the following year. Just have that goal, but meet the goal with effort. We have to be willing to do something for your next, okay? So what are some plans that you have for 2016 other than completing what you didn't get done in 2015? Start with number one, complete my 2006 to-do list, resolution list, whatever you want to call it. That's your number one. You want to make sure that you need to get that done. Okay, your number two is, why haven't I completed or done whatever's on your list that's not completed? You know, why? So, number one, complete your to-do. Number two, why haven't you gotten it done? And most of the time, because we procrastinate and we put stuff off. So complete 2015 list. And then, of course, why haven't you gotten it done? I'm just trying to give you a chance to write some things down, those of you who are taking notes. The thing that I want you to do is focus on is your follow-through or follow-up. Follow up on those of you who are doing businesses, individuals that you may have peaked, but you didn't. And what peak means is you talk to them about what you've got going on. You wanted to see where their interest level is. And you didn't follow up for whatever reason, you know, whether you got lazy, whether you forgot, maybe they got sick, maybe their phone disconnected, maybe they went into the witness protection. That's what a lot of people call it. You talk to a person and then you can't get them to answer the phone or email you back or anything. It doesn't matter if you're friends, family, or whatever. But you want to try to complete that follow-up. Work on your chicken list is your number 4, which is the list of people that you have written down that you had intended to talk to but didn't for whatever reason. And most of the time it's because you're chicken, you're scared to say something to them or you feel they won't be interested in what you have to offer, but you won't know until you ask. So number 1, complete your 2014 list, those of you who are just coming in. Number 2, why haven't you completed those things on your 2015 list to do? Number 3, follow up on the people or individuals or businesses or even your goals. You know, why haven't you done whatever it is you need to do with your job, school, it doesn't matter. But follow up on that, those reasonings of 1 and 2. And number 3, talk to the people or individuals, whether you're trying to do funding, whether you're looking for partners or customers, it doesn't matter. Follow up on those individuals so that you can move to your next. And, of course, this is business page. This is a business blog. This is an information center so that you can be encouraged to move forward. And that's what we want. We want you to move to your next. We want you to be excited about your next and all of the great things that you've got to come. So we're making your to-do list for the new year 2016. And how important is it for you to get this done? You know, what type of future will your kids have? What are some things that you want for your kids that you're afraid to do for yourself? And if those children don't see you try or reach out and do some things that are uncomfortable for you to get accomplished, some positives going on in your life, then they're going to be the same way. You know, some kids have that little, they have that push through, they little daredevils to follow through on some things. But, you know, those kids who are really looking up to you as a parent, a big sister, big brother, a friend, it doesn't matter. People who are looking for you to lead them, they need you. They need you to do what it is that you need to get done so that they can see how to do it, try to press through. Churches, pastors, you know, people need to see you praying. People need to see you studying. They need to see you growing. Because you have a congregation of individuals and you're teaching them and you want to keep teaching them on the same level you did when you first got there, those members that are growing are going to leave because they're not getting anything from it. You've got to be able to give meat, milk, water. You got to teach people how to sometimes even do air. I tell them air is something that's necessary. That's fasting. How to live with nothing when your finances are funny. Can you still tithe? Air, that's air. Focusing. You got to focus on what it is that is for you and the purpose that God has planned out for you. Now is the time to be thinking ahead. Now is the time to get your strategy in place, to get your finances in order, to lay down that foundation of completing what you start instead of stopping, finishing, quitting, giving up, you know, basically, you know, those are some of the things that keep people from moving to their next. So you want to start now. Let's start now and getting that done. If you're not looking forward to making anything, changes or whatever, and you're cool with the way your life is and you don't really want to plan or you feel like you kind of got it all figured out, then don't make a list. Don't set any goals and don't plan for your future. But I'm telling you right now, when things are well is when you need to have your strategy for a plan B, C, B, on and on and on, because life happens. those of you, maybe some young people out there, who maybe some older people, you're banking on your parents doing well for you, and you don't have to worry about finances because you feel like they're going to leave you this fortune. Well, if you're always dipping into that fortune or mishandling that fortune or creating issues for that fortune to maybe be threatened because they're having to maneuver, sell, get a second lien, get partners because you're not willing to help out or do or even learn what it is that they've got going on, that jeopardizes your future. The trust fund, they may have to dip into it. You know, you're going off to college just to play around and you're wasting that money. You might need to think about plan B, C, D, E. These are things that people just don't think about because you're banking on somebody else's preparation. Never do that. That is not smart. Never rely on someone else's hard work and drive because they may be trying to figure and hustle and maneuver to keep you above water, and then when they leave, you have no idea how to do what they did because you were lazy. You didn't want to figure it out. You just counted on the fact that maybe when they were to pass on, then you would inherit all of this greatness. When sometimes people inherit an absolute mess because the individual that was always there for you was the one bailing you out. They were dipping into the funds. They were dipping into the profit. They could never make a profit because they were too busy giving that profit to you. These are things that people just don't think about, especially young people. Maybe you have a spouse who has a great job. Ladies, we guilty of that one. You marry a man with some money. Hard times come up. Something happened. Maybe he gets laid off, loses his job, gets sick, you know, one or the other. Then what are you going to do? You don't know how to manage the money. You don't know how to do anything but spend money. You need to get your life together for the kids' sake. You need to have a strategy or a plan B. It's okay to be an at-home mom. I think that's wonderful if you have the house to be able to allow you to do that, but also have you something else going. That's where I believe that the home-based business, if you can find something that's good for you with your schedule, working with the PTA or getting into involvements with the kids with after-school program or some type of community organization, it's good to get those types of things going so that you could still have some connections to other individuals who could help you in hard times. And that's even if it's giving you a part-time job to get you over a hump or maybe you want to take a vacation. The children are finally in high school, junior high school, kind of take care of themselves, and then you're left twiddling your thumbs because you don't have anything to do. That's why a lot of women fall into that empty nest syndrome and they can't handle their kids moving to their neck because you haven't gotten to the place where you could let them go. Those kids were your life. They consumed you. Husbands, men, you know, don't get to the point to where you allow that woman to depend on you so much because you don't want her going and finding interest somewhere else because it may stop you from getting your attention, that something happens and she can't handle it. She will blow the money, lose the money, mismanage the money, you know, anything, because you are out of commission. You know, it's called life. So make your new year to-do list and do it. Get it done. And if you haven't done your to-do list, your new year's resolution for 2015, get it done. Get it done. You know, you can't keep making plans and then not following through because that's why you're stuck. That's why you're not moving to your next. That's why you're not accomplishing a lot of things. That's why you're frustrated because you're not following through. Maybe because it gets too hard or failed at it a few times or you've heard no too many times and your people who you thought would be there are not there for you. Doesn't matter. Keep pushing. Keep going and keep pushing for you and your family. You don't have to have children to think about somebody's future. Be a trailblazer. Leave a legacy for other people, other kids, your friends, you know, people who can speak of you highly once you're gone. Martin Luther King didn't do what he did just for his family. He did what he did with the drive. His why was his family so his kids and grandkids could have a greater future. But he did what he did for everybody's kids and grandkids, and we're squandering that. We have so many freedoms now. We have access to so many things, and there are enough of us to pull together to make a difference in your community, in your household even, and we're not willing to give that extra effort. So what are you doing? You know, now is the time to be thinking ahead, to be thinking about what's to be done, planning and strategies. Don't worry about tomorrow because God said it'll take care of itself, but you still have to have a plan. You still have to have what it is you're going to do to get what you need to get done done. It still needs to be thought through. And quit using Jesus paid it all. You don't have to do anything because the Lord got you. What's for you is for you. People, that's a cop-out for Christians. Stop it. Stop using those things as excuses. If you're looking forward to doing something different in your life and expanding to another level, then you're going to have to plan it. You've got to get education. You've got to get a training of some sort. All that's got to be done, whether you want to or not, on your job, even at your church, ministry leaders, pastors, bishops, overseers. It doesn't matter. You will always need to be taught by someone. The Lord speaks to everyone, but there is always someone else that knows more. There's always someone else who, because they sat down and they're getting the training and they're excelling. T.D. Jakes is on a whole nother level of ministry that a lot of pastors don't envy. But there are people who look at it and go, I wish I had that. I wish we could get that. But if you're not willing to get the knowledge or make some take some chances or some risks like he did to get where he is, trusting God with some crazy faith on things that you cannot see. That's our struggle. That's the problem with any and everything that we do as people. We can't see it. We don't see how it's going to happen. We don't have it. Therefore, we don't move forward. And your faith level needs to grow. That's how you move to your next. So set those goals. But if you're not looking to do anything more than what you have and you don't care how the future turns out for you, then don't do anything. Keep doing what you're doing. And then when things, the bottom falls out or something doesn't go the way you expected, or it's 5 years down the road, you're still in the same place you were 5 years ago, then don't be mad. You need to prepare for whatever future it is that you desire. If you know that God has given you a vision and he's had you write it down or put it into motion, get it done. People, I never would have thought I would be doing a blog show. I was content with my job. I was content in the ministries that I was participating in, singing and doing a praise dance teaching, you know, just sharing with a few of my friends, you know, just hanging out here and there, in the lives for my kids, you know, mostly there for them. But I knew the day would come when my children would have their own life. And that's when I made the decision, okay, you know what, I know that there's got to be something else going on. Can't have any more kids, even if I wanted to physically. Wasn't married, so there was no way that was even going to happen physically. So, you know, what was I to do? There were no more children. My children didn't have kids, or don't have children. Well, they didn't have them at the time, so I can say they didn't. They still don't have kids. So grandbabies, you know, that I wasn't going to be that person, you know, raising my grandkids. I'm still not going to be that person. I will help out with my babies, but you know, my children have been raised and they've been laid the foundation, and it's up to them to move forward in the plan God has for them and their families. Now, I have instilled in them generations of positive, generations of ministry, generations of serving God and praying and prayer warring and fasting. And to have a plan, I've taught them. I've done all that I can do. Now it's between them and the Lord. That's what we need to get with our kids. Now, if you're planning and you're not doing because your children have you so distracted that you can't be focused on what he's got for you to do, then you got a problem. If your children, your grown children, are the reason why you can't move forward, they're your excuse. I'm not going to say why you can't, but they're your excuse for not moving forward in Christ, there's a problem. Why you can't get to church, or why you can't do this and you can't help that and you can't, there's a problem, because nothing should be more important than the Lord. He is your first priority. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, then all of the other things will come. Be excited of what God gives you each and every day. Talk to him and ask him what's on the agenda for the day, Lord, because he already has a plan for you. He already has a plan for you. Whether or not you listen and you follow, That's on you. And when he gives you these things, he says write the vision. Write what he gives you down and make it plain. That's your to-do list. say you're, you know, when we were kids, we used to write down, you know, I want to be here in 5 years. I want to do this. I want to have this many kids. I want to be married, and I want this type of job, and I want to have been there this long. You know, we've gone through all this little list of stuff. We want this person to be this way, that way. They have to have this and that, and, you know, just this is what we're going to do. Well, people, it don't always work that way. Some people are blessed and fortunate enough to kind of get their whole life excited. I just believe that they fell in love with the person that God had for them. I believe that. But I do believe also that they fell in love with the person that no matter what struggles came in their lives, they went through it together. Not saying that they didn't have struggles, not saying they weren't happy. There wasn't times where they probably were so irritated with each other, didn't have two words to say with each other, but they didn't leave, they didn't pick fights, stuck it out, they prayed it through, and they did what God asked them to do. Didn't do it perfectly, but they did it perfectly for them. That's what we need to be focused on. Quit looking at someone else's outcome and wondering why yours is not that way. Look and see what you need to do differently to change the direction that you're in, the path that you're in. Continue to do the same thing and expecting different results is called insanity. That's crazy. Stop doing it. Life comes and change is inevitable, no matter what it is that we choose to do. Just for today, we're talking about business and believers in business, ministries, how to keep moving forward, and why prepare for tomorrow if you can't deal with your today. Why even think about prepping for the future when you can't handle what's going on right now because you're refusing to evolve, you're refusing to elevate, you're refusing to be a little uncomfortable so that you can be comfortable later. You know, young people, that's the main thing. You guys are young. You need to prep for that, you know, and death has no preference. And I know a lot of people say, you quit speaking stuff on both sides. I'm not speaking nothing. It's called truth. We all will come to the place where we will pass through here. Our time here will be done. Christ was 32. He moved on up out of here. I don't know why we think we need to be living 300 and 400 years, though it happened back in the day. But there was work for them to do. And in order for God to grow a world, a nation, those individuals had to live a long time to teach and to have generations and generations of kings and queens. So be excited about what you have going on in your world. Be excited about what God's got for you. Be encouraged in the situation that you're in, please, because you never know what God has for you. You never know what's coming for you. And the enemy is waiting to distract you, to discourage you, and to derail you from the things that you have going on in your life. Those are the three D's: distraction, discourage, and derail. You know, we come up with all these acronyms. I don't have any. I'm just telling you, those three D's are what the devil has for you, and he is to distract you, discourage you, and to derail you from the plan that God has for you. God, it's already been planned out. And what is for you, it is for you. But you've got to also be willing to do your part. You've got to be willing to sacrifice your time, your monies, and these are the things that he's given to you. He's not even asking for it all back. He's just asking for some of it. To listen, to just do what he asks you to do. Make life a little easier. It's already full of trouble. But make it a little easier for you by doing what he's asked you to do. Follow his will. Get, you know, talk with him. Chat with him that night before. And just see what God has for you. Ask him to forgive you for not listening the day before. Ask him to forgive you for not moving sooner. Ask him to forgive you for not doing anything 8 months afterwards. He blessed you in the new year. You promised the stars and moon that you were going to be different this year. You weren't going to do some things this year or say some things this year or hurt some people this year, and you did it anyway because it was too hard to forgive. It was too hard to even see them or too hard to talk to them. You didn't feel like you needed to communicate with them. You know, just can't keep using excuses with God. He's placed those people in your life for a reason. He blessed you with those children that you have for a reason. You chose maybe the husband or wife that you have for whatever your reasons are. So it's up to you whether or not you want to make your life easier. And it becomes easier and more peaceful when you just trust him. So that's all we have for you today. I'm Madeline Bass, and I just want you to make sure that you're ready for next year. So make your New Year's list for the new year and plan it. What are your plans for 2016? And the things that we need to go through are to complete your 2015 resolution list, to-do list, whatever it is for your business, ministry, yourself, personal, family, doesn't matter. And if you haven't done it, why haven't you done it? That's your number two. Your number three is to follow up on some of the things that you've done in one and two. You know, if you got to follow up on some stuff, then follow up. Do some research, and if there's a dead end or if there's something that needs to get done later in order for you to complete it, follow up and then follow through. Then work on your chicken list. Those of you who are doing businesses, even looking for funds, these are some things that a lot of us do. We feel like we're not good enough, we're not smart enough. Go for that job that you've been trying to do, a promotion that you've been doing. Ask for that raise. You know, these are things that people don't do, excuse me, because they get chicken, they get scared. And then last and not least is to be encouraged in you. Move to your next. Set your goals and your dreams for 2016 and then move forward from there. Because the 1 through 4 is getting you completed from this year. 5 on, whatever yours, you can go 6, 7, 9, 20, 30, whatever, however long it goes. But you, these are things you need to get done. Then you need to set your strategy up and get it done. Remember the 3 D's. The devil is there to distract you, to discourage you, and to derail you from the plan that God has for you. Jeremiah 29:11 says that God has a plan to prosper you, a plan for love, a plan for a future. No matter what, how long that future is, God has a plan already laid out. It's up to us to be obedient and to follow through. I'm Madeline Bass, and we're here with Empowering Your Mind, and we want you to stay encouraged and to make those changes in your life. Why are you preparing for tomorrow when you can't deal with today? So get the knowledge. Inquiring minds want to know because we're moving to be empowered. May God bless you. May He keep you. We want to close out with happy today because I'm just happy today. Have a great one.